Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I left that up there long enough to get the thumbnail for the video, so it'll save me a step of uploading a thumbnail. There we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to week three of Unstoppable Boot Camp. How many of you were really bothered by that silence there when the music stopped before we started? You know, some of us just need to get a little better just sitting in the silence, just sitting with it and being okay with it. That's a side note. That's a whole nother boot camp. But anyway, hey, welcome everybody. Congratulations on being here on week three. You are the remnant. You are the ones who are on fire that want to grow your businesses. All right, I got a question for you. Let me open the chat here. I guess I can take this down. Here we go. All right, there we are. Okay. How many of you are a new coach since the beginning of January? Let me know in the chat. Would love to see who you are and who's on here on week three. You have just started coaching since the beginning of January. Sue, Stacy, Tracy. Anybody else? Any other brand new coaches? Wes, awesome. Some of you are new to Zoom too, so you're looking for the chat box. Well, good morning, everybody. Not just those of you that knew, but that are new, but I want to congratulate you for being a new coach, new to this community, but then still taking the time on Saturday morning to jump on boot camp here all the way into week three. We have an amazing, 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 amazing morning for you. So saddle up. Saddle up. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're gonna get it going here. I'm Dan Valentine. This is
Megan Valentine.
also Valentine. We're gonna be your hosts today. And let me make a couple of quick announcements here. If I can find my notes, a couple things that are happening. Oh, first of all, let me go ahead and share this disclaimer. I know you guys saw it when you came in, but just want to make sure you take a peek at that. You can all read it. There you go. And then somebody will put that link in the chat. That would be absolutely amazing. All right. Thank you. All right. A couple things going on that are big. First of all, if you have not registered for your Awaken event, massive things happen at in-person events. Get yourself in the room. One of the things that Megan and I have done over the last 9.5 years as part of this business, and even before that, as we got ourselves in the right rooms to be around people that inspire us, people that we can learn from, that we can grow with, we can get to know, we can network with. So show up at your Awaken event. I know there's one happening in Fort Worth, there's one happening in Dallas, there's one happening in Scottsdale, and you are all invited, and it's going to be good. Okay, next up, I'm not sure how many of you are aware, but every Tuesday, did you know there's something going on that you can invite a prospect to? Potential client or a potential coach? How many of you knew that? Put a one in the chat if you knew that every single Tuesday at the same time on this same Zoom number, how much easier could we make this for you? So there, when you were talking to people, there is always something that you can invite people to coming up. All right. We've been doing that for a few months now, trying to get in that rhythm so that you all are comfortable and know that it's going to be happening. We're not going to pop in and go, hey, it's not happening this week. But it is like clockwork. We do a coach explore Zoom one Tuesday. The next Tuesday, we do a client explore Zoom, a prospect Zoom. Okay. That's happening every single Tuesday. I don't think I have a flyer handy. But maybe somebody can put the details in the chat of the times and the Zoom number, just so everybody has it. But you should have access to it on your team pages. Here's the deal. This Tuesday is a client explore, okay? Happening this Tuesday. We have different hosts, different guests, great format. Sometimes it's just super easy to invite somebody. Hey, jump on a live, jump on a Zoom, be a fly on the wall, just check it out. And sometimes that works better than a video. Sometimes that works better or if somebody's not willing to get to a call or go in an ATM group. It's just another tool that you can use in this business. Third-party tools are powerful. They are necessary to add to your credibility and social proof. Okay, so this Tuesday is. Did somebody put the times in there? Yeah, we'll put the flyers in the boot camp for you. I don't have it handy, so I should have had it ready to go to show you this morning, but I didn't. But I'll put that in the boot camp. This week is for potential clients. Next Tuesday, and Dave Goff and some of his crew are going to be hosting next Tuesday on the Coach Explore. So you have that available to you. Okay, how many of you have utilized those or you plan on utilizing those? Oh, look, Lisa, just put that in the chat. Thank you, Lisa. Way to go. And I think Alicia Gordy is leading this week with an amazing crew of ladies. So, all right, how many of you have utilized those or you plan on utilizing those? Put a two in the chat. Every week, I love it after these things. I get massive amounts of texts saying, "Oh, my client just signed up. Hey, this person wants to be a coach. This person wants to be a client now. Thank you guys for doing that." Every Tuesday, they're being effective. So make sure you tap into those. All right, before we jump in, any thoughts?
Nope, I'm good to go. I'm ready. I'm saving
Megan,
some of my thoughts
oh
for a
yeah,
little
she's
later.
talking in minutes, so she wants to save it, and that's probably smart. Okay, so what is your word of the year? What's your word of the year? Or are you one of those cynical people that says, "I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I don't this whole word of the year crap. I don't get. I'm just gonna live my life." And okay, whatever. All right. But what if you have a word of the year? Put it in the chat. I want to know what your word of the year is. And I just, man, I am seeing some of you are way ahead of me because I want to propose something to you. I would have you all consider that the path to your word of the year becoming a reality is another word. That might also be your word of the year because I see it in there and I love it. This is firing me up. I didn't realize that many people had this as their word. Who knows what the word is? I'm seeing this as a test. This is, oh, look at these folks. Boom, boom. You guys are so far ahead of me. Did somebody cheat? Did you guys get a copy of the test
And we've been
beforehand?
talking about it. It's good. It's getting in
All
there.
right. Yeah. So congratulations. You all know what it is. And a bunch of you have it as your word. I cannot think of a more powerful word that you could have as your word of the year. And if you already have a different word of the year, just make this like your assistant word, your co-word, or put it in front of or behind your other word, because the path to success in so many areas of life, I would propose every area of life is consistency, health, exercise, parenting, marriage, integrity, business, building relationships, confidence, consistency in making and keeping commitments, right? So I want to get us kicked off because we're going to go over two things today in boot camp. Just two. We're going to make it easy. Two keys to just absolutely crushing this year. Okay. So that's all I have to remember is two things. But, and I'm going to tell you what they are in just a second. But before we go into it, there are so many good things happening all across the Optavia community. I love this season. And I love how so many of you were so engaged through November and December, putting seeds in the ground. And now you're starting to see that harvest. And there's just good things happening. Tons of people getting healthy, tons of coaches coming on board. But this is just the beginning. We are just getting started on this thing, guys. I don't know if you knew this or not. Maybe if you're new, but January is a great month, but February is an even better month. And March is even better. It's like a big snowball that gets going because as you start helping people, it's about towards the end of January that their friends start noticing and they start asking and they start referring people to you and they start becoming coaches and it just becomes this big snowball. So stay in the game, stay consistent, which we're going to be talking a little bit about today. But first, I would like to ask somebody to come on and share just a little testimony because this word consistency has been such a massive key to her success. Lisa Cisco, would you come on and share for a minute, please?
I will, thank you. So it's interesting because I'm a person of faith and I totally just got this whole God thing because I had no idea that the topic was consistency. But yesterday, Deanna Asensio called me in Deanna Asensio way. What's up, girl? What are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you mean? So she mentioned to me that my FQV already is at 6,600. And this is the first month I've ever gotten a 5% CSB. And so celebrate, woo woo. And she kind of did some recapping of my business and honestly, stuff I didn't even know. And so she's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm not doing anything sexy. There aren't any big silver bullets. I'm just doing it. So at the beginning of the year, I was one of those people, Dan, prior to this year, who really didn't have a word, but my word this year is consistent. And so I've been a little inconsistent in my own personal journey. And so I had to figure out a way to get back on, to get laser focused. And so laser focused on my why, figured out some 30-day goals, and that gave me some freedom to focus on my business. Well, it's nothing fancy. I'm just doing it, making myself available, working social media, being consistent. And like, it's hard. Like, I'm working hard to be that steady Eddie person, but it's working. So I actually was listening to something, Dan, that you said recently about DTW. I'm trying to learn all the acronyms still. I still feel very new, but do the work. But you mentioned something about do the right work. Well, this organization gives tons of training, and which is great. But I've really tried to work with blinders on because I have this plan of the basics. And so I'm just trying to focus on the basics. So I don't even know BBA. I didn't have any idea what that was. So now I know it's building, wait, business building activities, right? That's what I'm doing, trying to be very consistent on my own personal journey, my client structure, my posting on social media, not just posting and scrolling, but responding and being consistent, my own health, client support, sharing my story, talking to people, all the simple basic things. And guess what? It's working. So consistent, steady Eddie is really what I'm doing. And so I'm super excited. Here's the other thing. I think it was last year's February boot camp that Dan, I think you shared a little graphic, a little talk about I always forget, patience plus consistency equals success. So it's hanging on my wall. And so when I put all those together, I was like, that is crazy how it all lines up, but it's consistent. So I'm just trying to be consistent. That's all. That's my story. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lisa. I love it. I love it. She set up this. You set up this boot camp superbly.
That's all right. It was just interesting. It's just God lining it up. I love that.
I love it. How many of you all could hear Deanna Asensio talking to Lisa when Lisa did that? We could all hear that. That was awesome. Okay, so I want to propose something. I want you to think about something. Somebody messaged this to me yesterday. I did a live up on social media about this just because it was kind of burning in my heart. It was in my car, and I'm like, all right, I got to just put this out there because I'm amazed at how many people are missing this and they're looking for success in so many. This will work in any area of your life, but they're looking for this shiny object, this secret sauce, this recipe. What's the next training I can do? What's the, you know, how do I make this work when 99% of us already know what to do? Lisa said that. It's the basics. And I know that's not sexy. I know that's not exciting. I know that can get mundane at times, but somebody sent this to me. She said, her husband had asked her, does the work still work? I'm gonna ask you guys that question. Does the work still work? How many remember the three by three by three? Add three friends a day, post three times a day, start three new conversations a day. I guarantee you, for a bunch of you on here, and some of you are new, you never heard that before. If you will do that bare minimum, you'll see 10 times the success you're seeing right now. So, does the work still work? Or are you just not doing the work? Stacey Barrett sent that to me. I think Tim asked her that. What do you think? What if we all took an honest look at ourselves and what we're actually doing in our business? And we're going to talk today about the two types of work in this boot camp, because I have no question that all of you are working, that you're busy, that your lives seem crazy, right? I don't think I've ever met anybody other than a occasional outlier that says, "Man, I just got all this extra time on my hands. I don't know what to do." Like, I laugh when I'm talking to somebody about coaching. They're like, "Man, I'm just so busy. I got so many things on my plate already." I'm like, "Welcome to the human race. Everybody has a lot of stuff on their plate because, kind of like a lot of us eat or used to eat, we like to fill up our plate because we have a plate. It gets filled up with something. You got to move some things around. You got to take some things off. You got to portion some things." But we're going to talk about the two kinds of work that will bring you success in this business. And I'm telling you, I could not feel any stronger about this because, to be honest, and I even put in my notes here, be nice on this point. I have to remind myself because sometimes my intensity can come across like I'm being mean, but I'm not. I just want all your leadership that's on here. We do these boot camps because we so want you to succeed. That's why we do this. We love waking up every day to help people win in their health, financially. Financial stress is dragging people down so often. And many of you feel that, but you have the vehicle to get out of that. And there is work that works if you will trust the process and do the work. I will absolutely guarantee you, if you give 90 days of every day doing 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how much results you want, of consistent daily business building activities, top of the funnel work. What do I mean by top of the funnel? Okay, there's proactive work and there's reactive work. Reactive work means you post something, and when somebody asks you, "Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what's that all about?" or somebody likes or somebody comments, you react to that. And when people start to say, "Oh, it's not working anymore," what they're saying is there's nothing out there that I can react to. Does that make sense? Because we get so used to, and maybe there were times before when you got a lot more reactions, a lot more things that you could react to. So now it seems like things maybe aren't working. That's when it's important that you go to proactive. What's the proactive work? What's the top of the funnel work? It's the work that actually leads to the reactive work. It leads to the conversations. It leads to the health assessments. It leads to the coach explorers. It leads to the follow-up. Like, all of that is reactive. So how are you doing with that? 90 days, consistent business building activities. And I've honestly been baffled. Not baffled. I get it, because I'm there a lot of times. We have a large organization to lead. Top of the funnel business building activities is hard for us to prioritize. It is hard. Well, we have a commitment this year to build from scratch back to an integrated presidential business again. That, if you want to know what our goals are this year, that's our goal. That is not going to happen through managing the current team. As much as we love you, and we're still here, and simply put, when we looked at it and said, "What do we have to do to bring on five new executive director lines and five new FIBC lines this year?" We have to do top of the funnel work. The solution was not some secret automation that's out there, some new mastermind or training course that's out there, some new mentor that's out there. The solution was simply going back and doing consistent daily business building activities. If everybody on this boot camp would just start with that, your entire business would change. Joey Hip, we were talking about this yesterday a little bit, and I love that you had sent me a text that somebody sent you. You're running a group right now just on this very thing, helping keep each other accountable on your team for doing these business building activities. And you sent me a text that somebody's like, "Oh my gosh, I've been doing this for like 5 days, and I've already got like five health assessments set up." And it's amazing how things happen all of a sudden, out of the blue, when you start doing this. So, Joey, would you share just for a couple minutes about what you're doing and the power of that,
Yeah,
how it's helping.
absolutely. So, I saw that, nobody was moving that much. It seemed like everybody was paralyzed. So I said, we're going to make it very simple. We're going to start a 30-day commitment that if you want to do something, I'll give you a post suggestion every day. You just make one post, you start 10 conversations and add five friends. That's it. That's all you got to do. 20 to 30 minutes on the front end, and then whatever you got to do on the back end, as far as answering and following up. Well, this is what I got yesterday on day five from a girl who's an executive director. She said, and she posted this in our messenger group. She said, "Okay, guys, I need to share this to encourage you all on here and what you do with these simple daily actions provided by our team and Joey Hip in just 5 short days, one client, four health assessments and tons of interest. Before this group started, I was paralyzed in what and how much to do. So I did nothing. Then I committed to the group and bam," these are her words, "bam, immediate changes in my business. I'm not chasing anyone or selling anything. They're contacting me." And she put in all caps, "Just do the simple things. Be encouraged. It will be done." And she just said thanks. And so, my takeaway from this is what we do is we go to Walmart and we buy a puzzle. But what we're really wanting is we buy the picture. But when we open the box, we get pieces. And so we've got to realize that the picture is in the pieces. And if we just put enough of the small pieces together on a consistent basis, bam, we look up. And wow, there's the picture that we wanted. We buy a coaching kit. We think there's clients in that kit. We want the picture of what coaching brings, but we realize when we open it up, there's pieces, conversations, adding friends, making a post. And if we'll just put enough of those together, Dan and Megan, we'll have the picture. Hope that helps.
That helps tremendously. What a great
So good.
analogy. Awesome, Joey. Thank you, man. I love that you're doing that. You recognize that it is just the simple work. When I'm doing Coach Explorers, I always boil down this whole business to this. And I say, "Hey, listen, there's a lot of systems and a lot of things, a lot of details, but let me condense down what we do as coaches." Because people are always wondering, "Well, what exactly do you do?" And I say, "Listen, all we're doing is we're looking for people that are looking for a solution. If your systems and your processes and your daily actions are more complicated than that, you are missing the top of the funnel work. Out of everything you're going to do tomorrow, and out of everything you're going to do Monday, next week, how much of that involves the process of looking for the people that are looking for solutions? That's it. That's it. So get all the, some of you have had too many trainings. I hate to say this, but some of you shouldn't come back to any more of these boot camps. I would rather you do the consistent work than show up. I'd rather you, during this time, turn the mute on and spend this hour and 15 minutes doing consistent top of the funnel work. Do you know that that would actually have more impact than you listening to all the amazing training that's happening on here? I hate to admit that. But let's simplify these things. If you're not doing that, it doesn't matter what else you do. So let's go find the people that are looking for a solution. Rachel Lopez had a great analogy for this yesterday, and she's just been crushing her health. She was just in a bodybuilding competition, and man, she's just inspiring so many people. And by the way, she's growing her business. She's doing an amazing job, and her team is. So, Rachel, would you jump on and share that analogy real quick?
So I want to start off by saying this. The work isn't sexy, but the results will be in your business and in your body. And so, I was thinking about this being comparable because I think sometimes we do some of the work or we shoot out the gate and we do it really well for a couple of weeks or a couple of days. And this is really what happened to me in my health, not my health journey, but I embraced fitness about 2.5 years ago. And I hired a trainer. I showed up about 5 days a week. I put in an hour every day for 2.5 years, and I ate clean about 85 to 90% of the time. And I was able to maintain, remember that's a cuss word, okay, maintain my physique. And I was proud of that. But deep inside, I did desire more. I desired to push myself and to go next level. And many of us in this business, we do desire to make a bigger impact. We want to help more people. We want to have more income. But here's the thing, it can't happen without the consistency. And so when I hired my bodybuilding coach, he told me, I will not work with you, even though you're paying me, if you're not willing to track every single thing that you do. Every macro that goes in your mouth, every time you work out, I will fire you if you do not do this. And it lit a fire under my butt. And I have literally taken that and I have pretended that that's what Dan and Megan and Tiffany and Andy have told me. Okay. That they don't want to waste their time on me if I'm not going to be consistent, because there's somebody that will be. There's somebody that will be. And so in 12 weeks, and I want you to compare that, like, think about your business today. Dan said 90 days. And that's exactly what I gave to prep for the bodybuilding show. Y'all, I trained for 2.5 years and I stayed about the same. And in 12 weeks of never missing a day of consistency, of tracking everything and being honest with myself, I lost 13 pounds, gained 3 pounds of muscle, lost 18.3 pounds of fat, and went down 8.6 pounds of body fat. And that's because I was consistent. And I thought about, as I texted Dan yesterday, there were times that my schedule was chaotic and I had to go do my workout at night, which I don't like doing. And you could ask Michael, I cried, I pitched a fit and complained, but I did it. So sometimes you're going to have to move your BBAs around. I told Dan that I'm creating a new 100s list. And because I've been around for 7 years in this business, it doesn't take me 30 minutes to create the 100s list. It takes me 2 hours. But if I do it and I'm connecting with new people, then I get to continue to build these amazing relationships with people and have clients and friends come into my life. And so I know we wish that there could be an easier path. There's not. But the ripple effect of you not quitting and learning to just embrace consistency is going to have your business looking pretty sexy eventually. Okay. And I'm not sorry that I did what I did for 12 weeks. It was hard, but you know what I proved to myself? I can do hard things. I showed up every day. I never cheated. I haven't put one thing in my mouth that didn't belong there. I never missed a workout. And the same is applicable now to my business. 15 clients signed up last month, 5 this month. Why? Because I'm doing the work that we teach every day. And I'll say this because I've been with Dan and Megan for almost 7 years. What y'all taught me then hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. It's the same thing. What changed over the years was sometimes me not showing up and being inconsistent. So guys, it's for you. Just embrace the consistency. Thank you, Dan.
Rachel, that is so, so good. You know, how many of us have realized, like, we had no idea what we were walking into when we said yes to coaching, right? We were like, yeah, I guess I'll help a few people or whatever. We had no idea that we were signing up for this massive personal growth development opportunity, right? And almost every day, should we choose to step into the ring, like a mirror comes up, right? Does anyone get faced with new aspects of yourself that maybe you weren't aware of previously? Because as you attempt to level up, as you set goals and set out to achieve them, you are met with some resistance. And with that resistance is an invitation to grow, right? It's an invitation to grow because a lot of times We are our own biggest obstacle. Has anyone realized that? I am my own biggest obstacle. Yes, resistance comes from the outside. Yes, there's maybe a lot of chaos. Yes, there's, I can handle all that though, right? The hardest part to handle is the stuff that is up here, the unconscious habits and thought patterns that arise that want to take us out. When we start feeling unworthy, when we start feeling like an imposter, when we're halfway through January and we're like, this is not going the way that I planned. I started the year with all these intentions, all these expectations, so excited. And I've, to be honest, let myself down. Because guess what? Changing, evolving, leveling up, okay, taking your habits into a new level or space, it is hard. So I want to meet you with compassion today, because if you don't meet yourself with compassion, you're not going to make it in this. Okay. But it also has to fuel you. Okay. Do not let your why become your excuse. You have to make a decision, because the two, like, we've been doing this almost a decade. And I will tell you, when we look at people and are wondering, man, are they going to make it the long haul? There's two words for me that come to mind, and it is grit and consistency. And if you have those two things, you can do this. Because again, we know how to build this business. It's just battling ourselves along the way. All the different things that rise up when we're challenged to be bold, when we're criticized, when we do get bold and people have opinions about it, when we feel like we're doing all the work and we're not seeing the results yet, how do we handle our discouragement? How do we manage our disappointment? How do we manage our own versions of ourselves that keep popping up and telling us we can't do things, right? But grit and consistency, that is what matters. I looked up a few quotes on grit and I just love these, but it says, grit is living life like it's a marathon, not a sprint. Okay, if you are really making a commitment to build this business, and any entrepreneur would tell you this, okay? No entrepreneur is gonna invite you into an opportunity and say, well, just give it 30 days or 60 days and then you'll know. No, entrepreneurs are like, hey, you better get ready, because this is going to take some time and some effort and some investment to build this thing. And if you don't have a commitment to do that, now you can build it at whatever pace you want. There's no pressure around here. We're here to support you and your goals, okay? But what it will require is a commitment to consistency and to grit. To say, hey, there are going to be hard days. There are going to be days I let myself down. There are going to be days where clients quit. There are going to be days where there are a lot of things that we cannot control. The only control we have ever been promised in life is self-control, right? Grit is having courage to push through no matter what the obstacles are, because it's worth it. Grit is about doing the hard work, right? Day in and day out without immediate reward. Some of us need to remind our clients of that, right? We have to trust the process, that if every day we are faithfully planting seeds and actually doing the right kind of work, the effective kind of work, the reward will come. But you got to be gritty enough to stick around for when those people are ready. Grit is choosing to hang on when you desperately want to let go. And I created this last year. A lot of you might know, like, the Do It Anyway. Is it Do It Anyway by Mother Teresa? I'm not sure.
Called Anyway, I think.
Anyway. Okay.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's good. But I just made like our version of it. Okay. And I wanted to bring that back up this year, because it's just so good, because it's a decision that we make. I'm telling you, we grew up with a mentor who was like crazy passionate. So we kind of got the suck it up discipleship, if you've ever had that. So when we would feel, I remember feeling whiny or feeling challenged or whatever, and she would look at us as a leadership team and she would say, hey, you know what my Bible verse is? I have not yet resisted to the point of shedding of blood. And I was like, that is so intense. And she's like, really is what you're going through? I mean, you're not on the cross. Come on, like, chill out. Like, you need to just, you can handle it. Okay. So we've learned a long time ago the importance of grit. Okay. But grit is a decision of the will. And I have to be honest, this last week, I was in like a funk. Do you ever have those weeks where you're just in a funk and you're like, I do not feel like doing any of the things. I don't even feel like getting out of bed. I don't feel like pursuing my health. I don't feel like reaching out to people. Right. And Dan makes me really mad sometimes, because I'll be like,
I have lots of grace.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's like, I don't want to be around you. Your energy is bad. Like, you go over there. I'm like, I can't go over there. We're in the car together. You can't tell me you don't want to be with me. Okay. But no, what I was going to say though is when I sometimes ask him, like, well, how are you feeling? And he's like, doesn't matter. I'm like, well, geez, no, I'm just wondering, like, how are you feeling? He's like, honestly, I'm not going to even bother checking into that right now because I just need to get this stuff done. And men have a little bit of a greater ability to compartmentalize. I feel like sometimes my emotions over here, my logic's over here, my whatever, but as a woman, I have to work a little bit harder, but I still can choose as an act of my will to say, okay, you know what? I've got these big feelings that are not serving me right now. I'm going to set them over to the side so that, because I do know at the end of the day, I want to feel like I won. I want to feel like the day didn't take me out. I want to feel like I didn't give in to that stuff, right? And so it's an act of the will to choose to honor the commitments that I made for that day. Am I perfect every day? No. Okay. But if I spiral down in my imperfection, then I lose sight of the opportunity of the day. And that's why God's mercies are new every morning, I believe, because I get to start over every day. And so do not let your moment become an hour or your hour become a day. And even if it does, start again today. Start again tomorrow, because the people who are thriving and winning right now, it's because they won enough days. They didn't win every day, but they won enough days. Okay. So let me share this with you. It's called Do It Anyway. It's a mentality. It's a choice. It's an act of the will. Not sure you can break your old habits and mindsets and become who you long to be? Lead yourself anyway. Drink the shake, eat the bar, make the salad, take the walk. Don't feel like it? Do it anyway. Worried if you post too much that people might think you're one of those people doing one of those things? You aren't. So post anyway. Uncomfortable about putting yourself in new rooms and groups? Not sure if you'll belong? Welcome to the club. Do it anyway. Don't know what to say or how it will go? Start the conversation anyway. Nervous to really connect authentically with others and vulnerably share your story? Share it anyway. Afraid that success will change you or that you will be misunderstood? Succeed anyway. Feeling insecure about building a team because you don't think you can lead? Build anyway. Scared to dream and risk not coming true? Dream anyway. Fearing failure and disappointment? Take the risk anyway. Facing resistance and obstacles? Keep going anyway. Doubting yourself and wondering if you have what it takes? Believe in yourself anyway. You see, it is the gritty ones that reach their goals. Those that work hard, believe big, and persevere through it all. The ones that wake up every day and no matter what comes their way, they do it anyway.
Bam. Sorry, I was just typing. But you were asking for that. We will, of course, post that in the Facebook group, unless you copyrighted it. I think Megan's going to be selling it on her
store. I'd be happy to share
it. Yeah, we'll put it in the group, you guys. And we'll give a prize to whoever creates the coolest like wall poster out of it and shows it to us. Man, this is a good boot camp today, right? Like no shiny new objects, no revelations, nothing that you want to stand up and shout about. This is the stuff that builds this business.
Yep.
That's it. That's why somebody like me, without a whole bunch of skills or special powers, can build this business, and you can too. All right. Speaking of, we're going to have Brandon and Lindsay Statham come on here and share just for a couple minutes. And I want to say this, they're going to share a little bit of their story. They're crushing it. I'll let them tell you how much weight they've lost and how their business is going. It's just amazing. But I want you to hear this. They are here because a coach had enough guts, had enough grit to ask a client to do a way day post, an accountability post. Okay, that's proactive work. Working the post is the reactive work. Does everybody get that? And I just say that because I know some of you are so scared to, my client wants to be private, blah, blah, blah. That might be in your head, or you might be projecting that because you want to be private. But somebody stepped out, did it. Encourage their client to do a way day post. And Brandon and Lindsay are here as a direct result of that way day post. How cool is that? All right, Brandon, Lindsay, can you share for just a couple minutes?
We will. First, let me say, Dan, Megan, thank you for, you know, allowing us to come on and share our story. Talking about, you know, a coach asking a client to do a weight day post. I believe if the story is correct, my coach asked a client who never became a coach to make a client weight day post. He had a friend that reached out to him. He signed up on program. That friend that signed up had a brother who saw his brother's client weight day post, and he signed up on program. That brother is the person that I saw on Facebook. To take you kind of back, tell you, you know, the beginning of our story. I had a rare eye disease called keratoconus. Basically what that is I have irregular cornea in both eyes. Light enters, throws my vision off. I couldn't see at all. 2021, I'm fitted with this hybrid style contact lens, and I was miserable for probably 4 or 5 months, absolutely miserable. Eyes just bloodshot red, light was killing me. Something had to give. I then discovered a scleral lens, which is basically a piece of plastic, looks like a Coke bottle that you stick in your eye, and it's a contact lens. The whole world opened up for me. I could finally see things that I have never seen in my life. The problem with that is that I was not getting enough oxygen through those lens to my eyes. So my eyes were actually deteriorating because of the lens that I thought was the greatest thing ever. And blood vessels, I don't know if, you know, a lot of people don't know this. I didn't know this at the time, but cornea do not have blood vessels. It's the only part of the body that does not have a blood vessel. And my blood vessels were actually growing out towards my cornea. I didn't know this at the time, but I knew at the end of 2021, my vision was getting worse. Every time I'd go to my eye doctor, it was just worse and worse and worse till I finally questioned it. You know, maybe I need to see a specialist to see, you know, what's going on here. So Lindsay and I, we went to Knoxville to have a consultation about a minor procedure that they would basically, you know, drop some protein drops in my eyes, hit it with ultraviolet light. It halts the progressiveness of the disease that I was going through. I'm there. She looks me over and she kind of sits back and she says, Brandon, she says, you're not a candidate for this procedure. She says, you're actually in need of corneal transplants in both eyes. And I just kind of sat back, you know, I was like, wow, I'm not here for this. This is not what I came for. This is a big shock. But what she said next to me was even a bigger shock, because I knew the shape I was in, 375 pounds, miserable, couldn't sleep at night, sleep apnea, high blood pressure. We all knew before we started programming the shape we were in, we knew what was causing it. But to hear it from somebody else, somebody that you've never met before, it's your first time seeing them, she said, Brandon, you got to get the rest of your body right. She says, when I insert both of these donors' corneas into your eyes, she says, you're prone for rejection the rest of your life. She said, if your body is not healthy enough to receive them, you're going to reject. Wow. So I'm there to have this minor procedure consultation, and now this woman's told me I'm going to have 2 transplants and the rest of my body pretty much sucks. That's what she told me. And that weighed on me. So we get through December of 2021. We're into January. I've talked with Lindsay. We've got to do these transplants as soon as possible. Let's go ahead and get it scheduled. We did. To kind of fast forward, I'm scrolling Facebook like we always, you know, everybody does every night. Most people are probably doing it right now in the Zoom meeting, but that's besides the point. But anyways, I'm scrolling, not looking for any weight loss program or anything like that. Just doing my daily Facebook scroll, and I come across the brother's post, and he had lost 25 pounds. He was on pace to lose another 30. Reach out to me, and I'll get you in touch with my coach. I did. He got me in touch with his coach, Travis Lawson. This guy lives up in Missouri. I'm down here in East Tennessee. Didn't know Travis Lawson from anybody. And he pulled over on the side of the road in the middle of hunting season. If y'all know Travis, that's a big deal. And did a call with me, and he said, you know, see what you can do on this program. What did I have to lose other than weight? You know, so I did. Jumped on program, lost 32.4 pounds my first month. We get to April. April is when I had my first transplant scheduled in my right eye. I walked into that facility in Knoxville, 77 pounds down 3 months later. Totally blew my mind. Like, what was happening? Because it was so easy. We all know the program is not hard to do. I continued on. Had a very successful right transplant in my eye. And 5 months into it, I'd lost 100 pounds. Keep continuing on my journey. A little over 11 months, I lost 160 pounds. December of that year in 2022, I had my left eye done, both successful. After my first transplant, I actually got up off the bed. She and I drove all the way back to Kingsport. I watched my little boy play, and we drove all the way back to Knoxville. Never had the first issue out of either transplant. And a lot of that, I believe, is due to the health that I put myself in. But it all got set up by one guy making a simple post on Facebook. He was just doing what his coach asked him to do. And there's a lot of times I know, you know, it's hard when people tell you, no, I don't want to make that post. No, I don't want to sign up to be a coach. And they keep, you know, every time, don't give up. You're looking at a guy, I said no for 2 months. After all this, after knowing all this, I said no for 2 months to making a client way day post till I finally did. 4 months, I said no to coaching. And here we are, a year and 8 months later, we've had success. 700 and some people have jumped on board. It's been an incredible journey, but it all came from one guy who's not a coach making a post about his journey.
I'm just going to say this. I don't have, an incredible story like that. I've lost 50 pounds, but I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a teacher. And I have learned to realize that that's also a story. Like, there's moms out there, there's teachers out there, there's wives out there, so you may not have a story of losing 160 pounds and having two corneal transplants, but we're passionate about what we do because it radically changed our lives. Outside of the coaching, it still radically changed our lives. We always ask for a way day post because one way day post changed everything for us. We are you want to talk about client support. We talk to our clients all the time because that's what we were given. And we know that that was a gift that we were given and we want to pay it forward. So one quote that I actually found a couple of days ago, and it could not describe us and our business and just our passion for Optavia and what it's done for us. I don't mind being called intense. It means I pour my heart into what I do and I refuse to merely exist. And that's what's so important for us in our journey.
Man, let's give them a Zoom applause.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Brandon, I thought you were going to get off without letting Lindsay speak. We were going to scold you for that, but no big deal. I just lost 50 pounds and
yeah, that's a big story.
We've helped hundreds of people, I love it. Oh my gosh. Guys, there's proactive work that you also have to earn the right to do, such as way day posts. Mm. You see, the starting the conversations, the posting, the adding friends, that's free. Anybody can do that. But in order to earn the right to be able to ask somebody to do a way day post, to earn their trust enough for them to do it, you have to help them win. You have to help them get results. I told you we were going to be talking about two types of work in this boot camp, that if you'll just do these two things, you won't need to worry about anything else. Okay. The two things, number one is consistency in top of the funnel business building activities. And the second is helping your clients win.
Yes.
How do you do that? Good client support. We are not just slinging food. We're not just slinging protein bars. Okay. This is not just a direct sales company. We're not salespeople. We are coaches. Mm-hmm. And if you want to have a successful business that happens through the word of mouth, referrals, and people becoming coaches, referrals through things like way day posts, accountability posts, that happens only when you're helping people get success. And when you're on the phone with them and you're promising them this program works, I'm telling you, I'm going to help you get a better life. I'm going to help you. You owe it to them and to yourself and to this company and to your future and to your family to fulfill that promise. Mm-hmm. Don't let those be empty words.
That's good.
When you coach somebody well, not only, I think most importantly, is you're honoring your word, but you're going to get the referrals that are going to come from them. 50% of your business should be coming from referrals, unless you're a brand new coach. 50%. Look at how many new clients you brought on last month. Did half of them come through referrals? That's where referrals are going to come from. That's what's going to lead to people becoming coaches. It's amazing when I see people trying to convince somebody to become a coach that doesn't have belief in the program because they haven't been coached well and they're not getting success. Well, we're going to help you with that for the last few minutes of boot camp. We have asked an absolute pro to come on and share with us how we can help our clients win. Now, here's the deal. None of you are Tara Claiborne. She is she is the best of the best. I can't. Tiffany was telling me all her stats yesterday. 20 some thousand FQV every single month for the last 10 years or whatever. And a ton of her business, probably most of it comes from referrals. She's the queen at this. So you don't have to be perfect. Don't get into comparison. Just do better. Just improve. Just grow. Be consistent. This is where it comes together. Consistent in coaching your clients well. Tara, would you help us figure this out today?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And yes, it's doing the work and then it becomes sexy. Okay. Not every day I'm like, oh yeah, I get to do client support. I want to ask all of you as I start sharing my screen here, how many of you really, really, really enjoy client support? Okay. And I'm going to say, yes, you do. Okay. Yes, you do. I love client support. I like client support. Tell yourself that. And also, the phone is your friend. And I don't mean texting. I mean, actually, phone calls are your friend. We work really hard to get these clients from all of these BBAs and the consistency and the grit, just like we were talking about. Let's take care of them so they will stay on board and continue. Okay. You want the longevity of your clients. I've been coaching for 5 years. As of yesterday, my 5-year anniversary. And I have some clients who still are, they're in optimization. They're still around and ordering 5 years later. Okay. They're having success. And I want to just share with you, we do get paid well to coach. And I want you to learn about how to coach well. A lot of it is just, you need a system and you need to know what to say. Some of you are newer coaches. Just start little by little and you'll build your capacity. Wayne Pendle kind of talked about this last week. First of all, there are layers of your clients. First of all, they're trusting you. You're going to give them results. Once they get wins and they get results, they're going to start trusting you more and opening up a little more. And then you build relationships. When you start building relationships and give them results, then they start referring you. And once they start referring you, then of course, you know, or even before that, a lot of them will allow you to talk to them about coaching and jump in, and they want that deeper relationship, that personal development. They see what you're offering. So just like the levels of leadership, we are leading our clients and there is a level that goes with it. I'm going to fly through some of these so I can get to the what to say, but I want to just say you need a system, whether it's paper or digital, you have to have a system. If you're coaching 2, 3, 4, 5 clients, you may be able to figure out how to keep it all together in your head. You can remember when you start growing, and you will, you're going to have things fall through the cracks. Okay, be professional and get a system of organization so you show up for your clients well. I'm a hybrid girl. I'm more paper, but I'd use a digital calendar, absolutely. And I'm going to talk a lot about the calendar, but find your system, whatever it is, and then use it. I'm not going to go through all this. I have a binder. You can see some of those things. The biggest thing that I will share with you is you are the coach. And you tell your clients how this is going to work. So while you're on the health assessment, at the end, after you get their credit card and all, then you're going to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. And I've probably said this 2 or 3 times while I'm already on the health assessment. We are going to have a weekly call. It's going to be about 10 to 15 minutes. We're going to talk every week. I'm going to help you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to encourage. We're going to celebrate. Your job or my job is to call you, your job is to answer the phone. My most successful clients were talking every week for 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. I say that. I also say, I'm going to start texting you once a day and we're going to prepare you. We have a new client kickoff Zoom. I'm going to invite you to, it's Sunday night, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then my best clients, we start on Monday morning. We start the fresh week. We get into fat burn by Thursday. And that way I'm setting up the stage for them so they understand what's expected. You are the coach. They don't know how this works. You do, and work smarter, not harder. Okay. That's what we want you to do. Digital. Okay. You can ask your mentors. If you would like to go digital and you need help with Trello, Trello is an amazing resource. So are Google Docs. Whatever form you have, I think it's great to have a lot of stuff on your phone or your iPad or whatever so you can be mobile. Most of you have full-time jobs, you have kids, you have a life. And this, yes, you have to be structured. Because again, professionals are structured, but do it where it's with you. You can take notes, you can check things off, and you can work anywhere you want to with your smartphone. Okay. Have that be accessible so that you can do this in the nooks and crannies, but show up, be present for your clients, but choose a system so that you can have that. Now, the professionalism, I want to share with you a little bit. We've talked about the 3%, 5% bonus. How many of you have already earned that? Put that in the chat if you've already met your 3% or 5% bonus. I just want to talk through this really fast with you in the fact that when you build three clients plus three more clients plus three more clients, when you keep consistent on that or five, okay, Optavia is giving us this amazing extra bonus. And once you build your FQV up over time, and you may not desire to do 20K, whatever it is for you, I just want to share with you, that was one of my goals when I came in. And you can make, just by supporting your clients well, you can make $6,600 a month. Yes, it takes hard work and consistency, diligent, all those things. You can put the income disclaimer up. After a whole year, just look at that income. Like, this is a full-time income that people would love to do. And we're not working 60 to 70 hours. I'd never, any other job I ever had, I was working way more and I never made that amount. That's not even counting if you decide to build a team. So Optavia pays us well. If you have a personal trainer or a financial advisor or your doctor or whatever people you pay, you expect them to be professional. You expect them to show up. You expect them to give you what you're paying for. You expect some confidentiality. Okay. You expect them to grow and learn and be up to date with the things that are going on. Also for you, like I said, if you have just two, three, four clients, you might think, how in the world would I ever coach and have time or the emotional capacity to coach enough clients to get 20,000 frontline volume? Your capacity will grow. You'll start being able to do things because you do them over and over and over till you do them in your sleep. And then it takes less decisions every single day in order to do them and help more people. And that's when the results get sexy. So I just want to share the first week. Really, the main thing we're doing is we're teaching our clients this system. Whatever program they're on, you're teaching them the system, you're troubleshooting for any problems they have, and you want to make sure how they feel. We want to make sure that they are feeling great by the end of that first week. Remind them that we have this kickoff Zoom that we do it on Sunday evenings. I personally require my clients, and I tell them, this is what you're going to do. You're going to send me food logs, detailed, filled out. That I actually email them a food log that they're going to take a picture and send to me the end of the day for the first 7 days. I want to look at that. I also would like a picture of your meal to see if that matches or if I can see if there's anything else that I need to look at their meal and, you know, help them. Gives a lot of conversation. I'm texting you daily for the first 2 weeks, and I will be calling you between 2 and 4 times that first week to make sure everything's going well, that you answer your questions, et cetera. And then here's one of the biggest things that I do, and I've been doing this for 5 years, and it matters. I set a specific day of the week and time that I am calling my clients. So on day 8, when I'm talking to them, I will offer them when my client support call is or days and say, which one worked better for you? We are going to block 15 minutes for you. Usually 10 to 12 minutes is what I shoot for to get off. So I have a tiny break in between calls, but I have a day and a time that my clients know I'm calling them. I am consistent. I'm loyal to them. Sometimes if I'm running 2 minutes late, I get a text. Are we still talking today? Okay. Susie knows that I'm talking to her at 2 o'clock every Tuesday. So be consistent, show up. And that's a very key piece that is helping our team so much, because your clients know when you're going to call and you're not chasing a bunch of rabbits. So on the call, here are three easy things that you can think of what to do. Always ask about the present, past, present, and future. How did you do last week on plan? What were your results? Okay, and tell them every Monday morning, I want you to send me your toes on the scale. And they'll start doing that. You have to tell them and train them what to do. Okay, so these are just some questions that you can ask. Present, okay. Oh my gosh, what do you think is working so well? What are your struggles that you had? And then future, what do you have coming up that we really need to plan for? What do you feel is going to be the biggest hurdle? And how do you want to tackle it? One of the things that I've realized is sometimes even when clients send their results and they're like, I'm only down one, or I'm down 1 pound. And we're like, oh no, they're bummed, though they're about to quit. Oh my gosh, they're so frustrated. And when you talk to them, say, how do you feel about those results? They're like, fantastic. I was so excited because I really didn't stay on plan as well. I am ready to keep going this week. Okay. Ask them how they feel and how do they want to tackle things. And then one of the things that I really work on is I take 2 minutes before I start asking these questions or 2 minutes after, and I ask them about their life. I get to know them. I get to know their kids' names, their spouse, what they do for a living, what they, you know, their values, their goals, what they want. And you have to figure out if you are able to lead a conversation well, then ask them it before and then get into do some verbal cues and get into the questions. If you need to, do it after you ask the Optavia questions, but get to know them and build that relationship. The things that we need to start doing way, way more, and I'm implementing these, is the getting to talk about the elements and the habits of health. And here's a couple of questions and I'll talk about that. And the active line, based on, you know, where your clients are, if they've ordered it, if they've been active, start talking to them about what they're doing and how often they're taking the EAAs and have they tried the whey protein, et cetera. Every week when I'm on the phone with my clients, I started this at the beginning of the year. I'm saying, okay, we've got to get back into the Habits of Health program. My most successful clients are working through the Habits of Health and they're keeping the weight off. I know that's your goal too. So will you commit to working on these once a week? Do you learn better by reading, watching a video, or listening to a podcast? And then I have this over here in my notes section on my phone. And as soon as I hang up, I have made notes and I'm sending them whatever element immediately when I hang up. So they have a week to listen to it or watch it or read it. And I also encourage them. I'm like, do like the 5-in-1, 5 minutes a day or 5 minutes, 5 pages a day. Do that. And we're going to talk about this next week. And on these text messages, they have 3 questions. So they kind of know what we're going to talk about next week. We'll talk about that next week and then I'll send them the next element. So I think it's a great thing to work through that each year. And, you know, let's all get back into the habits of health. Here are a couple scenarios that are very common. When a client cancels their premier order, reach out as soon as possible. Some people do it on accident. So ask them, did you mean to cancel your Optavia order? Okay. If they say no, then help them log back in and reactivate it. But most of them, you know, really do know, and ask them, so now what are your plans? And if you've got to be bold and you have to be confident, but this is one of the best questions you can ask, how could I have been a better coach for you? And you know what they usually say? It's not you, it's me. Okay. But if you are open to the feedback, then ask that question because it's really great. But just know they usually will talk you up like, you've been amazing. I just blah, blah, blah. But make sure that you are leaving the relationship on a good note. Say, thank you so much for allowing me to coach you. I've really loved getting to know you. You've done so well so far. Or, you know, give them some praise. Hey, if you ever know, if you ever want to come back, I'm going to be here. And if you ever have other friends who are looking for a great health plan and a coach that is dedicated, please send them my way. And then I just want to give you permission as coaches. Sometimes you don't know when to stop calling them. When they stop and cancel their premier order, you have this conversation and then you don't keep calling them every week. Hey, now if a client moves their order out to the next month, hey, decipher, use good judgment on that. It's not like a hardcore black and white. But when they cancel their premier and you've had a conversation, that is really the end of that coaching relationship. Hey, people that plateau, ask your mentors about the great list of, you know, are you hungry? Have you been exercising? Do you have vitamins? Some of those things. But otherwise, ask them, if you were to grade yourself last week or maybe the last 2 weeks out of 100%, what would you give yourself? They usually don't answer 100. And then that's where you zone in. And the other thing is asking them, would you be willing to send me your food logs again for the next 3 to 5 days so that I can really look through my eyes again and make sure what you're doing, you know, you just got to dig and be an investigator. Otherwise, you don't know what they're doing. And it's an honor system. Here's one thing that a lot of people are like, okay, when they don't answer, what do I do? This is kind of my three-step system. First week, I call them, they don't answer. I send a text message immediately, just tried calling you. Sorry, I missed you. I'm available the next 10 minutes. Remember, I tell them when I'm available because I still have that on my calendar. Sometimes they're finishing up a call. They're like, oh, I'll call you right back in a minute. Okay, still waiting. I'll call them. If they don't reply, okay, which is sometimes fine. Again, I'm not going to chase them. There are certain people. I will take more time and I'll reschedule. But for the most part, I'm moving on to the next client. Second week, you call them again, still no answer. I know, okay, they're avoiding me. And this is when they really need to talk. So I usually try to make it funny and send them like an SOS video, like, SOS, Megan, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. What in the world's going on? Has anybody seen Megan? You know, I know you're, you know, in trouble or whatever. I try to make it lighthearted. But if I know they are struggling with something, I'll send it a little more compassionate. Like, I'm really worried about you. We need to talk. I'm here for you. I'm here to walk through the hard. Please send some kind of emoji back, you know, just try to get them, you know, to reply. Third week, if they still haven't responded to me and we still haven't talked, I'll send them a text prior to my phone call and ask them if they're still available to talk. And you know, if not, then let me know when you're ready to regroup because I don't want to keep them on my calendar. I've got other people that I would like to fit in on my calendar. All right, we're almost done. Lastly, get good at asking questions. Stop talking. Okay. Ask them who, what, when, where, why, and tell me more. You are the investigator. You can guide them and you can celebrate them and you can give them, you know, what to do, but they need to buy in to what their journey looks like. And last two bonus tips are when clients do cancel their premier, I ask them, are you okay with me keeping you on my client text list? And I send a text about every other week. I still use the Reach app. Some of you are using Project Broadcast. The key is that I'm still in their world. I still pop up on their phone every couple of weeks. I'm still giving value. Doesn't cost me more time or any more money, but a lot of times they come back when they're ready and I have a lot of people restarting or referring, etc. And last thing is you don't have to talk to every single client on a weekly call for the rest of your coaching career. Okay. Decipher again, if somebody has a long journey and they're doing well, then talk to them about, okay, now that you're on the end of, you know, month two or three, you're doing amazing. Let's start talking every 2 to 3 weeks. Is that good for you? But in the between weeks, I want you to send me your toes on the scale and an update. Same thing as you get people going through transition. You can start doing every other week and then optimization once a month. So I appreciate you letting me share this. I hope some of these nuggets, just take one or two things away and try, have fun with your clients and let's coach them well.
Ooh, Tara, can you put a little more preparation in next time? please, just because. All right. Amazing. Amazing. Now, let me, everybody breathe. I want to explain something to you. Tara has spent 5 years putting this system together. Parts of it were provided by her team and her mentorship. Parts of it she invented. She created what she realized that she needed because, here's the key, because she was committed 100% to helping her clients succeed. That is the first step. Some of you are asking for the whole system and all the slides and the food log, and that's great, but it's not about the food log, folks. That's one little tiny hog in this whole system. And some of you asking may not even be calling and talking to your clients every week. So start simple, start small. The overwhelmed mind does nothing. The confused mind does nothing. This is not hard. If you start with this, okay, I'm gonna help all of you right now tremendously. Start with this. My clients succeed. I tell my potential clients that very thing. I say, listen, my clients get success. My clients lose the weight. My clients reach their goals. Because that is my commitment. Is that your commitment? If you make that your commitment, you will search for the pieces. You will put together what you need. You will organize it. You will, but until that is in place, it's not the system that Tara has created that does all this. The system supports her commitment. What is your commitment to your clients? Does everybody get that? Does everybody understand that? If you could start with that and make a fresh commitment to be consistent in making sure that your clients win, then they'll win. If you've been through the program or you've learned how the program works, you can lead another person through it without all the bells and the whistles that Tara has. And as you get better and as you get more into it and you start incorporating the elements and making it easier, Tara supports a lot of clients, which is why she's got some of her systems in place. Some of you have like 3 clients and it would be a waste of your time to put some, I mean, no offense, Tara, but your systems are there to help you organize a lot of clients and make sure they all win. If you got a few clients, couple things to focus on. How are they doing? Connected with them every week, helping them get started strong, making sure they're getting into the habits of health. So I do, the way I help my clients with the habits of health is very different than Tara. You know, some of them get the books, some of them get the, we do the YouTube. I put the YouTube in the chat and ask your mentorship for it if you don't know where it is. There's a podcast available on the habits of health. There's a YouTube channel available with all the habits of health broken down on both of those. And then there's obviously the books, the Habits of Health and the Life Book. Okay. I make sure my clients are committed to doing one element every week. They have to make that commitment on the front end. Now, what I do, because I'm not as good of a coach as Tara, is I get them the YouTube link, or I make sure they have located their books and taken the plastic off of them, okay? And then I hold them accountable, not week one. I let them kind of get into everything, but then by week two, I'm like, all right, now you made a commitment. Do you remember this commitment? And Tara has her elements split up based on where they're at in their journey. Like, she's brilliant. I'm like, go with element one. All right, this week's element two. But I put it on them. Bottom line is this. I think Tara's way is probably better, but it's not about that. Are you helping make sure that they are getting their mind right so that they can keep the weight off and keep pursuing health for the rest of their life? That's the key, everybody. Oh, someone just told me my finger is bleeding. My nail broke a little while ago. Thank you for noticing. That's because I talk with my hands, see? All right. Anyway, okay. So can everybody breathe now? Does everybody feel good? Everybody ready to go? take small baby steps forward. That's what we're all doing here. First and foremost, commitment to consistency in the top of the funnel, daily business building activities. Who's in on that? Number two, commitment to consistency in making sure your clients win. It's not enough to say, oh, it's on them. They have everything they need to win or lose. And I've said that before. And I got convicted about that because that was a way of me shirking my responsibility as a coach. My clients win, and I'm going to do everything I can to help them win and to support them in that win. If you'll make those two commitments to consistency in those two areas, there will be no stopping you. I want you to think about what your biggest dream is with Optavia right now. We're going to end with this. And some of you scaled your dreams back. Can I encourage you not to do that? You don't need to do that. No matter how much resistance has come against you, we have a virtually unlimited market. We have hundreds of millions of people that need what we have. We have a program that works. Like we are set up to help transform people's lives. There is such a need out there for what you do. So don't scale back your dream, but I want you to think about what's that dream that you, man, wouldn't it be cool if this happened or that happened? Or if I was able to do this, I was able to do that. All right, are you there? Did you bring one back maybe that you let go? Do this with me. Come on, stick with me. All y'all that are logging off right now are missing it. I know you got something more important to do. Put one in the chat if you're with me. Are you locked back into those dreams? Some of us are so afraid of being disappointed and so afraid of failing. You got to risk disappointment. You got to risk failure to achieve anything in life. All right, a lot of ones in there. I love it. Now, the path to those happening, I assure you, the path to those things happening is the two things that we just talked about in this boot camp. Has this been the sexiest boot camp that we've ever done? That's brought the most tears, that's helped you cheer the most, that makes you want to jump up and down? Maybe not. But as far as importance and keys to those dreams that you just thought of or maybe recaptured, it's these two things right here. It is literally, folks, that simple. So we got a lot to work on. Take it slow. Start with a few posts, a few conversations every day, meeting some new people, adding some friends. Just start with that. That's it. Just start with that. If you've got some clients, just make sure that they're winning. Be there for them. That's how simple it is when you're starting out. You will grow into the professional that Tara was talking about. Who's excited about the future? I am so dang excited about the future. Here's a little side note for you, a little bonus. We don't talk about this a lot. We haven't on boot camp yet. Next week, we are going to a little bit more. And by the way, Nick Johnson, our company's president, is going to be a special guest speaker with us next week on boot camp. So you're going to want to show up. Did you know, regarding the medically supported weight loss, we have the absolute best companion program for people that are on those medications? Like, by far, we're so far ahead of anything else out there for people that are utilizing those medications to get the proper nutrition, to learn healthy habits, to protect their muscles. Here's what's interesting. I think we went from about a $7 billion potential market. There's a word for it, potential I can't remember some marketing terms, accessible market or something like that. Okay, I'm not that smart, but it was, I think it was about $7 billion or $8 billion, somewhere in there, $6 to $8 billion, to projected with the amount of people that are going to be on these medically supported weight loss drugs. And it's irrelevant whether you agree with them or not. Nobody's asking you to push people towards them, okay? They will be on them. They need a companion program, or they're going to need these the rest of their life, or they're going to gain their weight back like any other diet, or 30 to 50% of their weight loss is going to be muscle. That's published statistics. Okay. So for those of you that are like, oh, I'm not into that. Well, I thought you were into serving people and helping people, because that's what we're doing here. Okay. You can choose to recommend that to people if you want to, if you think it'll help them. Nobody's asking you to do that, but here, I want you to hear this. The market has grown. It's projected with helping people that are utilizing those medications to $100 billion. Your potential accessible market just grew from $7 or $8 billion to $100 billion projected over the next few years. Because we happen to be in place, and I don't think it's an accident, we happen to be in place with a program that is the absolute best fit as a companion program for people that are on these medications. I heard that and I was like, that's insane. So those dreams you have in your future, you'll see, there'll be people all around you that are using these medications. You have the program that they need to go along with it. So what do? We look for people that are looking for a solution. A shot, a medication, a diet is not a solution. It is a Band-Aid. We have the solution. I just got goosebumps. I don't know about you. I'm so excited about being able to serve people in this way. A lot of good stuff happening. Your future is bright, folks. We're going to end with that. I love all you guys. We'll try to put all the stuff in the bootcamp page. Tara, I don't know if you'd be willing to share your slides or not, but or some notes on your things. I'm sure we're going to get asked for that. We'll put the YouTube link to the Habits of Health in there. We'll get the podcast link up, all that good stuff. So join us next week, please, for Nick Johnson and a lot of other really, really great stuff. That's it. Week 3 is done. Love you guys. Great job, everybody, today. It's great hanging out with you on this Saturday morning. Bye, y'all.